This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I can feel the spirit rising. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. I've got to settle down a little bit. The communist Chinese openly lecturing that they're our bosses and openly buying up the globalist brainwashing system is just too much. I mean, this is incredible, because I can tell you, most of Hollywood doesn't like what the globalists are doing when it's a major rebellion. Just talk to Chris Carter. And so they're bringing in the Chi-Com money to try to keep control. See, this is a desperation move, but it's going to blow up in their face big time, because we're not going to just sit here idly by and watch the communist Chinese take over. Let's go to Zach in Kentucky, then we're going to go to Cindy and Kevin and James and John. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Alex, hey, I just want to thank you so much, obviously, for what you do. You talk about the Chinese here. Yeah, they're going to hold no dominion over us. I can say that for at least me and my brothers here in Louisville, Kentucky. Even my lady, my girlfriend, I just want to say, Amber, I'm so lucky to have her. She's a truther. You know, we wouldn't be the same people without you, man. Anyway, past all that, Trump. You got the Chinese, you know, shaking in their boots, obviously. We see it through movies, through Hollywood. They try to control Hollywood now. That's laughable.
I mean, look, it's illegal to have state-sponsored media and funding because everything in China is state-controlled, taking over our media. This is a huge national security issue, 1 trillion times bigger than what the Russians supposedly did. The Russians were laughing that they were claiming they were influenced during our election. They're fighting the same people. It has nothing to do with Russia. I mean, again, they say that Russia told Trump to say crooked Hillary. This would be funny if it wasn't so dangerous.
It is dangerous, you know. And, you know, Marines, we laugh in the face of danger a lot. But, you know, we take this very seriously. This is our freedom. Obviously, you take it free. I mean, you take it seriously. You are the commandant of truth, in my opinion. You know, if we the listeners are the vanguard, you are the commandant. You're the general, you know.
Well, let me tell you, the Marines and former Marines are the shock troops, the bravest, the guys they send in to, you know, to death's doorstep and through and beyond. And I admire the Army and all the special operations and the Navy SEALs and the incredibly dangerous stuff they do that takes unbelievable courage. But the Marines, I've noticed out there, out of any group, your smaller group, are the most awake to the New World Order. The Army has more awake people on average because they've got more people. But the Marines really are being faithful to this country. And I mean, I'm not just yelling and screaming as some act here. I'm literally reading these articles where the communist Chinese brag they're taking us over, and it's just outrageous. It makes me mad that my fellow countrymen have sold out to this, and that, quite frankly, Trump's not doing enough. I understand he's got to get in place first, but and he's doing it. He's doing an incredible job. I just want to see him drop kick the communist Chinese who have been openly involved in the election and just destroy this lie that Russia was involved. Not to defend that old story that was proven a fraud, PPGate and all the rest of it, but because it's a clear and present danger. Trump must address the Chi-Coms. They're a bigger threat than the Muslims. Go ahead.
And I mean, does the public just now, you know, do a total 180 from, you know, the early 2000s, let's say 90s, you know, on up? We're so against sweatshops. We're so against slave labor. You've got those, you know, Foxconn factories. Hopefully, you know, what is it? Foxconn's going to move back, but they got the suicide net.
They'd be forced under Trump's regulations. It'll be like heaven. He'll cut them by 75%. It'll still be like heaven to them. You mean we get lunch breaks? We only work 8 hours. We can work overtime if we want and get double. Oh, we're going to get $20 an hour instead of 18 hours a day for like $2 a day?
It's something else, Alex. You know what? You guys do such a great job. I don't want to take any more of your time. Just continue on in that. And, you know, I just want to give a shout out to anybody here in the Louisville, Kentucky area. Anything goes down, I got your six, okay?
All right, God bless you, brother. We're going to come back and get to a few more calls. I've got a guest come on about the economy. We've got some new clips of Don Lemon an endless source of BS and lies and distortion and arrogance and almost no viewers, but still we have to expose these enemies. They are enemies, folks.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Coming up after I take a few of these phone calls, Harry Dent's going to be with us for the balance of the hour. He's made a lot of accurate predictions, formerly a big turnaround guy and acquisitions guy, of course, with Bain Capital. He's got his charts that are historically accurate, and he's saying things will continue to downturn in many areas, but the U.S. will be better than China and other sectors. I had Ron Paul on yesterday, and he's been a really good barometer on the economy, and he thinks Trump's doing a lot of good things to try to jumpstart the economy, like cutting regulations, but he thinks it's a day late and a dollar short, and it's going to be very hard to stop these trends. He tends to agree with Dent. So that's coming up here in just a few minutes. That said, though, could major new technological developments that we know a lot of which have been suppressed as what they call disruptive technologies be rolled out quicker, things approved faster, drugs, you name it, could that cause a new boom that we weren't expecting like so many other innovations have done? I'm an eternal optimist, but of course I've been being negative under Obama, all the socialism and big government saying things are negative. But I want to be an optimist. I mean, I want to be a cheerleader, and I think things are very positive. $2 trillion out of the stock market. So is that going to put a wrinkle in Mr. Dent's predictions? We're talking to him here in just a few minutes. But first off, before I hit a few of these calls very fast, Don Lemon on CNN is running around with the New York Times saying that there's no illegals voting, there's no dead people voting. Well, they've got Pew Research showing tens of millions, not 3 to 5 million like Trump says. So as usual, it's worse than Trump's saying. And let's put Bloomberg on screen. Also have Politico from last year saying illegal aliens are Hillary's secret weapon voting. Let's put that on screen. We just had it pulled up during the break because it's so important. Nico found it, guys, because there's all these articles where they say illegals are the secret weapon. You don't have to print them for me. Just punch them up. So, yeah, there it is. Illegal immigrants could elect Hillary Clinton, Politico. How non-citizens decrease Republican chances of winning the White House next year. So that's October 3rd. Okay, so that's what they do. That's what they admit. All of this is going on. The Democrats are trying to pass laws so illegals can vote. They catch them. They catch them. But 2-1, they catch just Democrats that are citizens with a list the Democrats give them of people that are dead but are on the voting rolls, and then they go vote. I mean, the Mexican government said, go vote in America. Everybody admits it's going on. But, oh, Don Lemon and another arrogant New York Times guy. Oh, tell us about WMDs in Iraq. Tell us about Yellow Cake. Tell us about how Trump was never against the war when we've got 6 clips of him against the war. You're a pack of liars owned by a Mexican kingpin, New York Times. CNN, you're about to be sold off. You have a couple hundred thousand viewers an hour. We have hundreds of thousands of viewers every 15 minutes. You know what the show has every 50 minutes now, just on terrestrial radio? 500,000. 500,000. That's on rated stations. Not all our stations even subscribe to it. We have 500,000 every 15 minutes. The average bit time is 23 minutes. You add it all up together, we have like 4 million listeners a day on terrestrial radio. You're a joke. You're a fraud. You're a scam. You're fake. Don't call us fake. You hope the communist Chinese bail out Hollywood and the MSM. And then they're so arrogant, the Chinese order it to be the Chinese Save America from Trump with Michael Bay directing it. Is that a joke? Please, go ahead and put that in theaters. You're a laughingstock. I appreciate Dan holding. I got behind here. He's just gotten on the line. I'm going to hurry these calls because you've been holding for over an hour, and then we're going to go to our guest. But here's the clip of Don Lemon that I just mentioned, who thinks you're the biggest idiot in the galaxy. No, there's no illegals voting. Oh, no. Hillary didn't steal 5 states, according to top experts. They didn't break into 6 states' computers and get caught. You got caught. There's a global realignment against world government. Nationalism is exploding, something Dent predicted years ago. Here it is.
I mean, I think that in journalism, our role is not to be stenographers. Our role is to be watchdogs, and we have to provide that kind of accountability. And I think when a president or anybody else says something that is verifiably, empirically false, then one has to call him out on it.
Yeah.
Here's another clip.
It's tough to call the president of the United States a liar because you want to respect the office. But I think it does a disservice to the American people and even to the president. And even to, you know, journalists, not to call it what it is, and it is a lie.
No, CNN and MSNBC and PBS and BBC showing the crowd gates being open, showing a pool for 5 minutes, then cutting when they left and saying that it never filled up. When we have megapixels, so good, or gigapixels, whatever those are called, that you can catch me in the crowd. People found that, and everybody else. It was the biggest crowd ever. But no, he also threw Martin Luther King's bust out the window. You're the liar, Don Lemon. You're the fraud, bro. You're the fraud. Yeah, let's back it up and let's go back over a mile. And again, they had to fence it off because people were trying to get in and attack people. It goes on for miles and miles. And then we have photos behind the monument of the huge, massive crowds. But should I show you again CNN, BBC showing it with no one there? Showing in at 8:22, I keep saying 8:30, 8:22 in the morning, they opened the gates at 8:20. 2 minutes in, people pour in, they go, oh, that's how it ended. That was the crowd for Trump. Good Lord. That's taken from the Washington Monument. We have the photos of it back to the monument and past it. But still, they went on air. I saw CNN Tuesday night and said Trump was caught in another lie and that there was not a crowd and he should quit bitching. I'm going to ask Mr. Dent what he thinks is going on here, because this is insane. It's almost like there's a plan of self-immolation from these people. Okay, let's go to these calls and I go to my guest. Let's talk to, somebody hung up at the top in there for an hour. Let's see who's up next here. Let's talk to Cindy in Pennsylvania. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I want to thank you for encouraging us to get out there, each and every one of us, and do our own thing to fight this war against NGSOC. I write now on a site called allpoetry.com under the pen name Casperitis. Doing very well. I'm a patriotic poet, and a lot of it comes from your shows. I've written about Trump, Hillary, and the hardest one I'm having trouble writing about is you. You're very hard to write about, but I'd like you to check that out at allpoetry.com.
Beautiful. Everybody, the way to counter them is put out art, put out love, put out true renaissance. That will defeat these people.
And I would love to see President Trump get these Islamberg training camps out of here.
Oh, yeah, they allow Muslim training camps. I've been to them. Our reporters have been to them. It's incredible. God bless you, ma'am. I appreciate your call. I got to move quick and get to our guests in just a few minutes. Let's go ahead and talk to Kevin in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. Just a quick point. Number one, I loved your Transformers voice. It was amazing earlier. But I do think, unfortunately, there's going to be some sort of a civil unrest because of what's going on. There's too many idiot, brainwashed, mental patient liberals out there.
Openly calling for the death of Trump. They'll hit you and spit on you and say, love Trump's hate. I'm like, hey, you just slapped me in the face.
It's not about peace anymore. They're taking the marching orders from their hypocritical Hollywood heroes like Madonna and Ashley Judd and Mr. Climate control and global warming, hypocrite Leonardo DiCaprio, and you got Matt Damon talking about people shouldn't have guns, but his house is a fortress with armed security guards around
him. They're total elitists. Look, they're told, let me tell you something. With Clooney, with him and all, it's all a big joke, except Sean Penn really believes it. With them, they I know this for a fact. Behind the scenes, Brad Pitt, who isn't as bad as, Brad Pitt's actually told some truthful stuff. They all know it's a total fraud. They all listen to the show. I've met most of them, and I mean like exclusive parties with like 20 people. And they are all scared to death of the big producers. They have secret meetings about the New World Order, and a lot of them just say, screw it, I'm going with it. And they get hundreds of millions of dollars a year for doing it, and it's disgusting. But Matt Damon, Affleck especially, they all know it's a complete joke. I mean, they all know it's a complete joke.
I couldn't agree more. I actually have a cousin who's on the board of the Screen Actors Guild, and you would have thought the world ended when Obama left office, and that's just the type of mentally ill people that we're dealing with.
Well, but there's a lot of folks like Chris Carter, who's openly said he's a listener and thinks what I do is good, who says he does get pressured, you know, to say positive things about the libertarian movement and not cast us as racist. You know, he said that to Vanity Fair and a bunch of other publications. So there's a major fight. I mean, it's come out. There are secret societies in L.A. of people, but they had to disband them. I've had top TV directors and HBO. I mean guys that have made billions, okay? I mean, top guys. I'm talking about like six or seven of the top HBO shows ever, major movies. Come here to this office repeatedly. I'm not bragging. I've had them, you name it, and they go, no. Okay, is this all off record? Let me tell you what's going on. And it's, I already know, to the point, there's no point. I haven't been to L.A. in years. I'm going next week to be on Joe Rogan's podcast because it reaches 20 million people a week. He's an old friend. But, I mean, it's just a joke. But God bless you. I appreciate your call, Kevin. All right, to give our guests more time and to take calls later in the hour, I'm going to skip this break. But there is a total collapse of confidence in the system. There are a bunch of big corporations that want monopolies, hoping that weaponized MSM and Hollywood garbage can suppress the public. The communist Chinese are openly at Davos saying, we'll keep Trump and America in line. Hollywood movies are now coming out where Trump is a terrorist funded by the communist Chinese. That's on DrudgeReport.com today. This is so crazy. And they are completely freaking out. Now, I know that Mr. Dent, Harry Dent of HarryDent.com, again, is a really smart fellow. I'm not going to get into his whole background, his degrees and his best-selling books and all the work he's done at Bain Capital and you name it, and his best-selling book, The Demographic Cliff, which is accurately predicted, you know, that we have these downturns. My question to him is, can we turn this around? What does he make of what Trump's doing? What does he make of the moves he's making? But first off, since you've been holding for 5 minutes, listen to me rant, sir. You know, Happy New Year. Hadn't had you on since the year changed over. You've been hearing me rant. I mean, the Chinese are openly saying they're going to come into America. They're going to teach us how to censor the press. That's in the Wall Street Journal. They report this with a straight face, like, oh, thank you, Chinese communist murderers. It's like a Twilight Zone episode. As you've reported, we're in much better stead than they are. The world's acting like they're the leader. So now that Trump's president, just a cornucopia of ideas, what is your global approximation of the state of the planet right now?
Well, number one, this is what it looked like back in the late 80s. Japan was the up-and-comer. Everybody thought they were going to surpass the United States and take over the world. And we said, no, Japan's going to have the greatest crash in history for the next decade. And the U.S. and Europe were going to do better than ever in the 1990s. So we're looking at demographics. We're looking at something economists don't understand. And we have the same thing with China today. China workforce is the only emerging country in the world that already has a declining workforce. And it declines even faster about 8 years from now, and they end up looking more like Japan. So China's near the top of its game. China's also overinvested, overexpanded more than any country in history by a mile. They've got so many empty condos and houses and office buildings and malls and railways and everything. China has the most extreme debt rise in the last decade. China is getting ready to blow. China's not going to be telling anybody what to do. They're going to be cleaning up their mess next decade. And by the time they do, their demographics are going to be failing even faster.
So in fact, there's the headline, the world's most populous country, China, is turning gray.
Yeah. I mean, this was the case for Japan back then.
And they're having a brain drain, too, aren't they?
Yeah. What's that?
A brain drain.
Yeah. I mean, well, and people are the most affluent, richest people are leaving the country and are getting their cash out as fast as possible. They don't trust their top-down government. They don't trust this bubble. They've got the most expensive real estate in the world by far. Hong Kong makes Sydney, Australia, and London and San Francisco look cheap. So they've got a giant, big, bad, ugly bubble, as Trump says. And it's the biggest bubble I've seen in history. This book, The Sale of a Lifetime, my new book that looks at every bubble in history, looks at all the bubbles around the world. They all look alike. They all grow exponentially. They all have a kind of an orgasmic final.
And by the way, Trump agrees with you on real estate. He says it's overvalued. He's saying, you know, no more subsidies. They're saying that's horrible. Isn't this what we need?
No, the last thing we need, all of this quantitative easing and all these subsidies and tax favorite things like real estate, all they've done is create a bigger bubble that would have occurred anyway in this, what I call this fall bubble boom season on our 80-year long-term model for the economy.
Sure. So what do you make of $2 trillion out of the stock market? What do you make of that? $2 trillion out of the stock market.
I think I was thinking it was going to peak late last year until Trump came along. He beat the polls and won, and then he beat the markets who said he would be bad for the markets instead of good. The market's gone straight up ever since. This, to me, is that final orgasmic rally in the third stock bubble. Now, we've had three stock bubbles in a row. This has never happened in history because of so much stimulus from the government. Every time a bubble bursts, instead of restructuring the debt and getting real and cutting costs and doing the type of things normal businesses and even governments in the past do, they just throw money in the economy and create more bubbles. A bunch of money comes in the economy. It's going to go chase real estate and stocks again. And now we have a bigger stock bubble by far than ever, larger real estate bubbles in many cities and extreme around the world, especially in places like China, London, and Australia. And these bubbles are going to burst. That's all bubbles do. And they burst twice as fast as they build. That's one of the principles in this book. The second thing is when they crash, half the crash will come in the first 3 months. When the smart money finally realizes this bubble's over because they're playing it with leverage, they get out really quick. And we saw this in China last year. Their second stock bubble peaked and went down 45% in 3 months. The 1929 bubble did that.
And by the way, I mean, to your credit, you did predict a lot on the show 6 months, a year out. Watch, China's the one to watch. They're the big bubble. And then some people are even saying, oh, a dent somehow caused this. No, it was, I mean, they wouldn't let stocks fall.
Exactly. No, well, the Chinese government's been buying their own stock market ever since.
They will execute you in China if you criticize the stock market.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. No, that's right. Good. Yeah. You're in trouble. So they're doing everything to prevent it. Yet their market's going sideways now for almost a year. That's called a dead cat bounce, which means you've got another bubble burst coming in China. So sometime this year, a couple things are going to happen. One is first, more likely or sooner, Italy has a huge debt crisis. It's close to default. Deutsche Bank is flaming out, as well as other Italian banks. Germany has the worst demographics in the world, like Japan I saw in the 1990s ahead of time. So we're going to have a blow up in Germany and Southern Europe. Second thing, at some point, and it may take longer because the Chinese do have so much power in their economy, the China bubble is going to blow, and that's going to be the death knell. But I tell you something between now and then, Trump's got a big problem that he doesn't see. He says he's going to grow the economy 4% by cutting taxes and regulations. He doesn't understand a couple things. Demographics are terrible. Our workforce is going to be negative growth, slightly negative growth for decades to come, and more so in the next several years. And the only reason jobs have been growing is we've been hiring back the people we laid off in 2008 and 9 in the Great Recession. We haven't been growing the workforce. Businesses haven't been investing in new capacity. Baby boomers have been retiring. That makes less and less labor force participation. So a lot of these people that left, and you can see in this chart, aren't coming back. In fact, we've gone from 67% when the baby boomers started to retire in this black line you can see. We're at 62.5% now. This says by 2024, we're going to go to 58%. We're going to lose another 4.5% of our workforce. How do you create growth in a shrinking workforce? Number two, another chart I have shows productivity. That's the only other way to grow.
All right, let me stop you, Mr. Dent, and I want you to HarryDent.com. People can find your best-selling books there. And we'll talk about those, too, when we come back from break and take some calls that cover the waterfront. We'll get your comment on all these. But, look, you didn't believe, or some people didn't believe, Trump could win. He's beat a lot of odds. Innovation, as I said earlier, could change the paradigm. We're in a very advanced civilization now. I agree with you historically on the trends. You've been proven right. I hope you're wrong about this. All I'm saying is, if we have super innovation, a lot of technologies released, a lot of construction that's being done on highways and roads, if he can hustle a lot of factories to be built and jobs be created, there's a major hustle factor in humans. Even the demographics aren't good. If you get those that are working even harder and producing more, couldn't that have an escape velocity out of this trend?
Well, no, we're already back at full employment, which means we've hired back all those people that wanted jobs. A lot of people left and won't come back. Why? Because a lot of two-earning couples, when their kids get out of college, they say the wife stops working or works part-time.
So the problem is the baby boomers deserve to take it easy. The problem is if they do, we're going to implode.
We're going to implode. So with zero productivity, old people don't get more productive. They get less productive. We're going to see productivity. It's now near zero. It's going to go even lower into 2024 before it starts to turn around again. So if we got workforce shrinking in the next several years and productivity going from near zero, the lowest since the early 80s, when the Bob Hope generation was retiring rapidly, how are you going to create 4% growth? And companies aren't going to invest in new capacity because there is no demand.
Sure. So the Republicans greenlighted bringing in immigrants who we need. The Democrats only want to bring people that want to be on welfare, the worst type. So now we have an even bigger disaster. How do we get immigrants that we need?
Well, that's what Australia and Canada do. We should be studying them. They identify the skills they need. They make you meet requirements.
And then we brain drain everybody. I don't care what color you are, just as long as you want to work hard.
We send hard ones back home.
Yeah.
And we let the lowest quality immigrants just come over the border. So we have the worst immigration policy, even though we attract more than most countries, and that's good for demographics, but it's not as good as attracting. When I speak in Australia, a third of the people there are Asian, and those immigrants have higher than average educations and incomes, not lower. So they really are a plus for the country.
Sure, they're getting the brain drain the best.
Yes, and again, here we attract people to our universities more than any country around the world, and then we have quotas and push most of them back to the countries. I read an article where a guy was kicked out of Microsoft, sent back to China, and within 2 years he started a $100 million business.
No, exactly, because it's an admitted globalist plan to not let America be dominant. We only take on people that basically are low-skilled because it's all about a control system. It's incredible. Harry Dent is hard to disagree with. I'm going to come back and play a little of Ron Paul yesterday. basically agreeing with him and see where he goes from there, and then also take your phone calls from around the world. So Mike, Kirk, James, Josie, and John and others, stay with us. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We've got callers from all over the United States and the world with great questions. They want to ask the guests about Red China economy and currency. That's Mike. Debbie wants to talk about bankers, American wealth. James wants to talk about Trump will deliver on promises. Jose wants to talk about Trump's wall, legal Mexican citizen in the U.S. We're going to go to him first. He's been holding a long time. John in Florida wants to talk about Trump's Muslim ban disapproves. It's banned from countries that are exporting Islamic terror, and where we haven't been vetting their visas, and where we don't have a visa vetting office, and the media spends all that. We'll talk about it all. And we also have a sale of A Lifetime on Dent's new book is going to tell you about here in just a moment. Before I go any further, some of the new articles that I was just mentioning, U.S. elites buying New Zealand redoubts to escape crackup of civilization. That's the New Yorker magazine. Millionaires fleeing Chicago over fear of civil unrest. Why the elite are buying secret hideaways. We've been reporting on this for a long time. This is now being admitted. But separately, Dems to David Brock, stop helping, you're killing us. So that's an article in the Daily Beast that just came out today. They're eating their own. David Brock is a horrible, horrible, horrible person. And just gets White House directives, Hillary directives, you name it. They're telling him, you're white, you're not welcome. So the new thing is having everybody go prostrate themselves who want to be DNC chairs and announce how white people are inherently evil. The Democratic Party is like a reverse KKK group now, but led by white people. Screaming how bad whites are. I probably had women tell me, no exaggeration, 300 times during a women's march I covered in D.C. last week, you're an effing white male, and all of them were white women. I never had black women or Hispanic women. There were a few of those there. Scream at me. It was like they kind of look bewildered. It's like these weird gatekeeping white people that are trying to use race baiting to control. It's crazy. We've got two big specials running at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force, our top nutraceutical with 170-plus studies on nerve regrowth factor, and so much more. We also have a lot of other things going on right now with Super Male Vitality. Those are both about to sell out. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And you can see the big effect this crazed broadcast is having to crash through the lies and disinformation. Your support now more than ever is essential, and I salute you and thank you for it. But more importantly, these are great products. Our water filtration systems are the best out there for gravity-fed systems. We've got the best non-GMO heirloom seeds, the best Trump is my president shirts, all of it. Game-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. So be sure and shop with the good guys and check all that out today. And thank you for your support in making this possible. Okay, Mr. Dent, let's get into your new book and the different work you're up to and any other points you want to hit. And then I want to let the callers have at it with you.
Yeah, I mean, this book, we show all of our demographic cycles from micro to macro and globally and who's strong and who's not and where it's going to hit and all this stuff we do. We've updated all that, but we most focus on bubbles. We don't see bubbles because we're getting something for nothing. It's like a drug that makes us feel good. Our houses are going up 2 to 3 times as fast as normal. We're doing nothing. Our stock portfolio is going up. We're doing nothing. Our mortgages cost, 20% less because of governments have pushed interest rates to near zero, adjusted for inflation. Our car loans are cheaper, on and on and on. So you got to recognize a bubble, because when bubbles do finally crash, and we only see a bubble economy once in a lifetime, like the Roaring Twenties, which did end up in the Great Depression, people's wealth, across the board, housing, real estate, gold, everything gets wiped out in a short period of time. Unemployment goes up. A lot of businesses go under, banks go under.
And by the way, I'm going to read your book because I want to be positioned. Explain to me the basics, though, of what you break down in the sale of a lifetime.
Well, again, we look at bubbles around the world, past and present. So people say, this is what a bubble looks like. Everybody says, this isn't a bubble because. No, bubbles all look the same and act the same and all crash the same. And there's no soft landing for bubbles. So that's the first point. We also look at all four of key indicators I've generated over the last 30 years. I started with demographics. That was my breakthrough. But I added a geopolitical cycle, which has been horrible since 9/11 and still is bad for the next 3 or 4 years. So this stuff's not going to get better. We have an innovation cycle that peaked with the Internet recently. Now we're down to Facebook, which is entertaining, but it's dancing cats and dogs. It's not the sort of productivity tool that Google was and email and stuff. Those things tripled my productivity in my research business. And then I have a secrets recipe for a 10-year boom-bust cycle. The point is we show all four of these cycles point down at the same time, starting in mid-2014, and don't start to turn up until early 2020. So the next three and a half years is the most dangerous time for our economy. And unfortunately, Trump, somebody who actually has the leeway to make some major changes, is walking into a difficult economy, as did Herbert Hoover. He was a major businessman that got elected president, walked in office in 1929, just in time to see the greatest crash in history start later that year. I see a similar scenario that this Trump rally lasts until around July or mid this year. All of a sudden, jobs growth shrivels up because we've hired back all the people and there's nobody else left to hire. And our workforce, as I showed earlier, is not, in fact, is
sure. What do you make of them raising interest rates and the IMF and World Bank and others and the ECB signaling that as well?
Well, again, governments and central banks have been pushing down interest rates short term and, more importantly, long term with quantitative easing. That has gotten overdone and negative rates started to backfire on banks and the economy in Japan and Europe. So now interest rates are rising. We are seeing some late stage inflation, which we've been warning for the last year. We did predict that bond rates would go up, the 10-year treasury from 1.38% to about 3%, and we're about 70% of the way there. Interest rates going up is not good for stocks or real estate or lending and business in general. So these trends are all starting to go against, and as we say, you can't get something for nothing. Governments can't just print free money and think there aren't consequences. Inflation is not the big consequence that the gold bugs thought. It's the fact that you create even bigger bubbles in stocks and real estate. This stock bubble now we show in the book is way larger than the last one that crashed 55% in 2008 and 9. We're predicting a 70 to 80% crash in the next 3 years.
Well, let me ask this. What do you think is causing the Trump euphoria? I mean, the fact that we're saying we're open for business, we're going to cut regulations. I mean, this sounds pretty positive. I think Trump might be able to escape all this. It's kind of like they famously had the New York Times economists claiming the internet would, you know, stall out and wouldn't stop, you know, would stop innovating by 1998. He was wrong. I mean, I really just have a lot of positive hopes, and I hope you're wrong.
Yeah, wrong timing, though. One of the points we've made in all of my books all the way back to 1989. Economy goes in four seasons, a spring boom, a summer stagnation and recession with high inflation, then a fall bubble boom, and that's the best season for stocks and real estate and economy. But then those bubbles and debt bubbles.
Sure. I want to take calls, but let's talk about triggers then. What's the time frame? What are some of the triggers you're worried about?
Okay. Again, like I said earlier, Italy's just around the corner from default. They got 18% bad loans, non-performing and rising. 10% you're technically bankrupt. Greece is still as bad as ever, never turned around. Cyprus, same old. And Portugal and all the southern Europe's got very bad economies, very bad debt. And Germany, who's supposed to be the strongest economy, has the worst demographic trends in the next decade, worse than Japan had in the 90s when they crashed.
And it's not even safe to go outside at night in most areas, and France have jihadis running around murdering everybody.
Highest terrorism over there. Europe's going to blow, especially southern Europe and Germany. The second big trigger is China. China's bubble is totally unsustainable. Their debt has gone up 16 times in the last decade. Makes our debt bubble and any other debt bubble in history look like nothing. They're going to blow, but I think the surprise this year, Alex, is that this 150 to 200,000 job growth all of a sudden later this year just shrivels up and stops because there's nobody left to hire, and companies are not, even if they repatriate $2 trillion in overseas profits, they're not going to put it in new capacity and jobs because there is no demand. Consumers are tapped out at peak debt. Demographic trends point down until 2022 before they...
Sure, but let me raise this point. Trump may be right, and I hope he is. So far, he's been right. If you've got such massive regulations by globalists to force us to ship our jobs to Asia and other areas because globalists can pick the winners in a crony capitalist model, if he does slash regulations by 75% and cut taxes, that boom could be so explosive that despite demographic problems... if you look at the metrics, it could still be a lot bigger than even the demographic downturn and take us out of this.
Yeah. Regulations are much more complex to deal with than simply cutting taxes. And it's only going to reduce some cost. The point is you can't expand businesses when you don't have demand. Here's the problem. When Reagan came in the early 80s, he was coming in after the biggest supply crisis in history. That's what the highest inflation rates were telling you. We need supply, supply, supply. That's when cutting taxes, cutting regulations, as he did, expands. Businesses will expand, and that's when the baby boomers were starting to spend. So that strategy works. to come in. We have the opposite now. We have overcapacity, more so in China than anywhere, but all around the world. Businesses overborrowed and expanded. Consumers overborrowed and spent and bought homes and stuff in the bubble boom. And now we don't have growing demand.
Well, I got to say this. A lot of, I mean, in general, you're absolutely right. Historical, you're the pioneer of that with the trends up and down and the demographics. It's just that, I mean, you admit, though, that Trump beat the odds and that things have been happening that don't normally happen. And I think with globalism and all the complexities and different systems and the fact that time is kind of compacted now and there's so many developments, I think there's going to be curveballs in the natural order of markets that you've absolutely been right about exposing.
Here's the problem, Alex. He's creating unrealistic expectations. If he came in and told people, and he said we're in a big, fat, ugly bubble. Well, bubbles always burst, and you can't just walk through them with no consequences. It's devastating. Hey, our demographics, hey, we are an aging society, and we need to do X, Y, Z to do it. If he said, here's what we need to do it, and I'm going to do these things, but to say sure. I'm going to almost instantly create 4% growth, I guarantee
you. Do you know what Unifies? Okay.
A huge disappointment.
It's I guarantee you our economy would explode if they announced, I'm saying this hypothetically before the New York Times runs with it, that I say it's real. If they picked up an alien fleet that was, 20 million miles out and was telling us, because they're rules of war, we're going to attack you when we get there, I guarantee you, say it takes them 5 years to get here, our economy is going to explode no matter what the demographics are, and we're going to have all these weapon systems and space bases and stuff we never thought we'd have and super weapons rolled out, because that's what humans do in times of war, is they accelerate to the next level. So a giant war, either with aliens or with the Chinese or anybody, if we don't kill each other, could save us from the economy. I'm not saying that should be done.
World War II, what we did, women went in the workforce because the men were gone fighting, so that was a big leap forward. This time, the only way we could do with that and ramp up, we'd have to put a lot of old people to work, and that'd be a good thing. I mean, baby boomers shouldn't be retiring at age 63 when they now live to 85 if they meet that age. That wasn't true when we created all these welfare systems and Social Security and health care entitlements. So
you agree with me, though, if we knew there was a giant military threat that would destroy us in 5 years, we would mobilize.
That is what it would take to beat my forecast. Just cutting taxes or regulations, I'm telling you, is not going to create this 4% growth. Yes, an alien invasion and everybody goes back to work, including 65-year-olds and 75-year-olds, men and women. Yes, that's the only thing that would create this sort of growth.
Well, the globalists kind of like our alien invasion of communists and socialists and robber barons. So I think in the fight against the globalists, we all just bust our ass and work hard and politically defeat them and make an industry out of it. I think we can stop them. I mean, I think this is next level stuff. We have to make it work to defeat them, or they're going to use the collapse not to go with your great free market ideas or Ron Paul's great ideas. They're going to use it to totally bring in tyranny. Let's play a clip of Ron Paul yesterday agreeing with Mr. Dent. And then we'll come back to Mr. Dent after the Ron Paul clip. Do you guys have it ready yet? All right. We'll get to that Ron Paul clip here in just a moment, and then we will take a few of your phone calls with Harry Dent. He's got his new book, The Sale of a Lifetime. Here it is. Here is
Ron Paul. I'll tell you what. He has a short amount of time, and I think he's sincerely trying. And when he talks about taxes and regulation, I think he's doing a great job. But the whole thing is, let's say there are some dire predictions that, next year, or say a year, 18 months, we have something arriving worse than 2008 and 2009. The downturn is much worse. And they'll say, it's all Trump's fault, it's all Trump's fault. No, it wasn't. 08 and 09 wasn't Obama's fault. It was the fault of the Federal Reserve. It was the fault of the Keynesian economic model, the spending too much, the deficit. So, unfortunately, there's nothing he can do. Trump can't do it. He can help, by some of these policies. But you can't avoid the correction. The correction is locked in place because the deficits are there, the malinvestment, everybody agrees.
That's right.
Interest rates have been too low, too long.
And that's why he's raising the full interview's up on Infowars.com. I need to go to these calls, as I promised to. Mr. Dent, quick comment to that.
Yeah, I agree totally. I mean, everything he's doing could work long-term, but it takes a while to set in. And cutting taxes only increases deficits. We got runaway deficits. The debt has been doubling every two administrations, 5 to 10 trillion under Bush, 10 to 20 under Obama, and it's going to 40 trillion in the next two administrations unless something is done to deal with these runaway deficits, and they're going to get much worse when the economy goes down. So I agree with that. Trump can't deal with that, and it's not his fault.
Well, he's sure trying. He's sure delivering on what he said he would do. It's amazing.
And he can help. He can help, but you can't offset. This is like a tidal wave, and you're putting a fire hose into it. There's too many negative trends.
Well, yes. we'll see what happens. I hope you're wrong. We've seen a lot of interesting things happen.
I would have advised Trump to run next time around if I'd have been his advisor.
Well, but he's already the oldest president to ever get inaugurated. So he can't run when he's 74, but I hear you. Let's go to James in Texas, then we'll go to Jose and John and others. James, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'd like to use this call in order to get an extremely important message that I composed out to you as well as Trump's administration.
Yeah, I'm not screening your call. I mean, I probably have to let you go, though, because you've been holding. I've gone to you on air. So.
Okay. We aren't far from Tomorrowland, as it's famously quoted by Walt Disney back in the mid-50s. All we have to do is fund the proper organizations such as NASA to train the next generation.
Okay. Again, there's this paradigm. People call in and they tell me what they want to say and then they just wait. So you're on air. Go ahead.
Well, right. But I want to get your take on space exploration and funding.
Yes. Humans need projects and goals to put their energy into and then to have a destiny. And if we don't start moving off the planet, moving to the deep sea, doing really dangerous stuff, cheering space colonies that launch, even though we'll probably have technology in 20 years where our ships, you know, go out and relieve the ships that were using earlier technology. We have to do that. We have to make our reality shows be beam transmissions back from deep space probes. We have to make innovation and science and trailblazers our rock stars. Since we made drugged out musicians and spoiled rotten Hollywood people our gods and a bunch of arrogant sports people our gods, the Renaissance has begun to die. Mr. Dent, I mean, what about big projects getting us out of this?
Well, again, it has to be huge, and they take a long time to pay off. I mean, I study innovation more than anybody. I mean, automobiles took decades before they really paid off and created growth in the economy, and all of that investment would only create bigger deficits if the government did something like that near term. So, yeah, long term, these things can be a good thing to do if you pick the right projects. But near term, they're not going to do anything but make things worse for the economy.
James, I wasn't being mean. People just come on air and always say what they want to say. When you're on air, you're on air. I know other talk shows screen you a bunch, and then you get on air. We're putting you on air. Thank you, James. John in Florida, you're on the air with Mr. Dent.
Hey, buddy. I want to originally call about the Muslims. I'm not for registering anybody, including sex offenders, anybody. I'll just say that. And keep it in conversation with what y'all are talking about out of respect for the author. I want to ask him first off, does he have his book in audio book form?
Yes, is your new book in audio form?
It is coming out in audio form with Gildan. I don't think it's quite out yet.
Yeah, that's what I like. I like books on audio when I drive in the car. I don't really read books anymore. I listen to them on audio.
Get the book, though, because it's very timely. I mean, people are going to have to make some hard decisions in the next several months.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm going to order the book. I'm thinking about this. Yeah. Anything else, John?
If Trump were in the 80s, I think what he's got working against him the most, unfortunately, I agree with Mr. Dent. I wish I didn't. I think he's got Facebook, Twitter, these kind of things. If you go in a restaurant nowadays, talking about productivity, people are just zombies out there now. I drive on the road for a living. I drive a truck. And I cannot tell you the things that I see out here with people doing 70 miles an hour with their phone, sending out a LOL. People are just zombies. So the productivity, unfortunately, it's just not going to be there.
That's right. Television and smartphones is killing productivity.
Yeah, that's right. This could be negative productivity because people basically just goofing off on Facebook all the time. It's entertainment. It distracts you.
Well, let's expand on that. I mean, it kills businesses, operations, newsrooms. I'm always like, get off the phones and check in your Facebook and produce something. Don't just be a Facebook star. Don't just, you know, be a Twitter star. Actually fight the globalists. And our crew does a great job at that. It's just that's an ongoing thing in every newsroom. Great points, John. Thank you so much for the call. Let's go ahead and go to Debbie in New Jersey. You're on the air, and then Mike and others. Then Jose.
Hi, Mr. Dent, Alex. Government has turned us all into corporations, taking away our individual sovereignty and thus creating House Joint Resolution 192, Treasury accounts for us all. Why won't they allow us access to these accounts?
Are you talking about Americans being leveraged against the national debt?
Well, basically, that the banks hold us hostage. So when you go for a mortgage, your signature gives them the ability to go into your account.
Sure, sure. Let me jump to the guest about that because we're almost out of time. I want to go to Jose, who's been holding. I used to always hear that, like, they sell mortgages over and over again, and they use your name for debt on the mortgage. And I rolled my eyes 20 years ago, but then it came out they really were doing something like that.
Well, I mean, to me, the biggest issue over the last decade is debt normally grows when a generation is you know, raising, aging and raising their families in that part of their cycle. So you'd expect that, more and more mortgages. But the whole banking system kind of colluded, along with the Fed, to push interest rates lower than they should be, make loans easier to get, no down payments, no documentation, and created a much bigger debt bubble for consumers and real estate bubble than would have already happened naturally. So the bigger the bubble, the bigger the burst. That's the whole point of the book. And so we've got a bigger crisis than we'll see in our lifetimes coming in the next 3 to 6 years. Again, I agree with Ron Paul. So much has happened so already that there's no way to get around this bubble bursting and debts failing and stocks.
Sure. Well, then all I hope Trump does is cultural things to fight political correctness. And I mean, it's a culture of liberty that is our real wealth generator in the end. So I think for the future, we should win the culture war.
Yeah. And I want to see with new technologies, they really favor the individual and entrepreneurs. And I want to see more of that come out of this other side. It's going to be good if a lot of major institutions fail and have to restructure, including banks.
Sure, because they're the ones that have been creating the monopolies. Let's talk to Jose.
They've been creating the monopolies and a lot of the problems.
Jose in California, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Alex, for the wonderful information. You know, I'm Mexican, but most of Mexicans, well, I support Trump and voted for Trump. And I support the war. I mean, it's got to be done. You know, most Mexicans are racist. They hate USA. They hate their own people. Only few love America. Only few. You know, I know many, many illegals working here, sending money to Mexico, and still hate USA. You know, always since
I think some folks get bullied into that, but, I mean, the Hispanics, I know they're from Mexico, or families were, especially when this was already Mexico. I mean, they love America. I mean, you really think, I mean, are you talking about illegals hate America? I mean, I know they've kind of been brainwashed into that, but.
Right. Yeah. You know what? What about Mexicans or Latinos at the inauguration? I didn't see any or what happened to them? I mean, they were.
I saw a ton of people of every color there. I actually saw that. I don't think the media likes to show that, but they have been somewhat successful creating the idea that you can't be for free market if you're a minority. Saying the Tea Party's racist, that's not really the case. I think Trump's message is very, very inclusive, but I hear what you're saying, Jose. Let me have you come back here in just a moment. But, Mr. Dent, what do you think about what Jose's saying?
Well, I'd say immigration has long ago peaked. Immigration comes in cycles. We had the biggest wave of immigration peak just before World War I and then fall off in the roaring 20s and go to zero in the Great Depression. I think immigration's already peaked. We've had net zero immigration from Mexico for many years now after the Great Recession. The jobs don't look so good.
Sure, but the issue is we're not getting the hardworking people like we were. The Democrats were saying, literally, if you're handicapped, come here. We'll take care of you. So we got people that aren't just low skill. We've got a bunch of people that are drags from all over the world.
But on the other hand, also, though, as many people are going back to Mexico as coming, and that's probably.
Yeah, the people that know this country's falling apart, they're going down there. A lot of areas of Mexico are actually booming. That's what's weird.
Yeah. I mean, they're doing better than we are because their demographics aren't bad like ours is. So this is going to naturally happen anyway. To build a wall.
Hold on. I know you got to go, but 70 seconds. Come back and do 5 minutes and finish your point. Mr. Dent's our guest. Get his new book, The Sale of a Lifetime. I'm Alex Jones. Get Stone's new book at our site about the making of the president, InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back with the fourth hour.
Visit GCNLive.com today.